Good morning, church. Very, very good morning and welcome to our Pentecost Sunday service. Welcome to all those who are worshiping with us for the first time or those who may be doing so after a very long time. After our church service, you are welcome to join us for teas and for coffees at our church hall. Our call to worship this morning is Psalm 118, verse 24 to 29. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. O Lord, save us. O Lord, grant us success. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. From the house of the Lord we bless you. The Lord is God, and he has made his light shine upon us. With bows in hand, join in the festal procession up to the horns of the altar. You are my God, and I will give thanks. You are my God, and I will exalt you. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Let us worship God and our first hymn, O worship the King, all glorious above.
Thank you.
Let us pray. Loving God, source of all life, as we gather on this Pentecost Sunday here at Newport-on-Tay Church of Scotland, we come before you with open hearts and minds seeking your presence. We give thanks for the gift of the Holy Spirit who breathes life into our worship and unites us as one body in Christ. Your Spirit bestows upon us a diversity of gifts, each reflecting your boundless creativity and love. Holy Spirit, divine comforter, in the spirit of unity and humility, we approach your throne of grace. We recognize that we have often failed to use the gifts you have given us for the common good. We have allowed pride, jealousy, and fear to divide us. We have neglected the needs of our neighbors and have not always acted with love and compassion. We confess that we have sinned against you and against one another in thought, word, and deed. We have not always lived by the guidance of your Holy Spirit. We have been slow to forgive, quick to judge, and hesitant to share your love with those around us. Forgive us, we pray. Cleanse our hearts and renew a spirit within us, a right spirit. Help us to recognize and celebrate the diverse gifts within our community, knowing that each gift is a manifestation of your Spirit for the common good. Grant us the courage to work together in unity, building up the body of Christ. Let us now pray to the Father in the words our Savior gave us, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Our next hymn, 185, Come, Children, Join and Sing.
Thank you.
Good morning, children. Okay, we have more today. How are you this morning? So good to see you all this morning. Today is a special day in the history of the church. Can anyone try? Yes? Pentecost. Pentecost Sunday. What is Pentecost? 50 days after Easter. Perfect. I'm sure you know your Bible very well. 50 days after Easter. So what happened on Pentecost? What happened? It's a special day. It's Pentecost. And Pentecost is 50 days after Easter. What happened on Pentecost Sunday? I'm going to help you. Can you see this picture? Can everyone see? So, what can you say about the picture? Yes, Michaela. When God sent His Holy Spirit down to His disciples. So you can see tongues of fire. It's referred to tongues of fire. That's the Holy Spirit. It came like tongues of fire on the disciples on Pentecost Day. And when this happened, what happened to the disciples? We are trying to retell the story, yes?
They were
afraid, yes. They were afraid. Of course, they would be. If tongues of fire just came down on us, I'm sure we would not just be afraid, we will run. We will run away from the place. So they were afraid. But something happened. When these tongues of fire came down, that is the Holy Spirit on the disciples, something happened. Anyone wants to try? What happened to them? Would you like tongues of fire to come upon you, on your head? No, because you are not sure what will happen to you. Now, we are told in the Acts of the Apostles that when the Holy Spirit came upon the disciples, they started speaking in strange tongues. Strange in the sense that people were speaking in languages which were different from what they were used to. Now, this may be a bit difficult for you because I'm sure all of you speak English. And here we all speak English. But I come from a country where we have over 280 dialects in one country. So in the area where I grew up, in the division or district where I grew up, there will be more than 20. So everybody speaks in their own dialect, but it's one country. And so I grew up in a place called Wum, and the dialect is Agum. But my mother came from another place called We, and my father came from another called Bu. And all these places, they speak different dialects. Now, what happened on Pentecost is that when the tongues of fire came on the disciples, people in Bu, for example, or from Bu, for example, were speaking Agem, not their dialect, but the dialect of another ethnic group. And so it was a very surprising thing that, for example, if I spoke a Cameroonian language, you would probably not understand. But that's what happened. So people were speaking in the dialect or the language of others, and the people were like, well, you don't come from my region or from my area. How is it that you can speak in my language? In 1 Corinthians, Paul says that we have different gifts. And I want us to see these tongues of fire coming on the disciples as different gifts that were given to the disciples. And in the church, we have different gifts. Some people can be good preachers. Some can be good teachers. Others can serve coffee and teas very well. Others can minister to people in their needs, counseling and all that. So in the church, we have many people with different gifts. And what we celebrate at Pentecost today is that we bring all these different gifts together to build ourselves as a congregation. Now let me ask you, what do you think is your gift? What do you enjoy doing? What do you think you are gifted in doing? It may be something that I've not mentioned. What is your gift? Do you have a particular gift? Singing? No. Reading? No. Watching TV? That's not a gift. What's your particular gift? Maybe you are just somebody who is kind. It hurts you when you see people suffering and you want to help. That's a gift. Or maybe apart from that, you are just the kind of child who would like to go about doing your chores at home without being told, going to bed in good time, studying. Those are things I would call gifts. And what are the particular things that you can contribute to the home, to the house? We have to think of all these things. What the Holy Spirit does is it gives us power to be good people at home, in school, in our communities, wherever we are. And when we bring these gifts into the church, it will be just a wonderful place for all of us. So today, think about your gifts, and we will ask God to help us to use our gifts for the good of the church. Let us pray. Dear Father, we give you thanks for your word to us and especially to our children. And on this day of Pentecost, help us to identify the particular gifts which you've given us and to use them for your glory and for the welfare of society. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, we pray. Amen. Our next theme is "As the deer pants for the water, so my soul longs after you." 550.
Thank you. Our Old Testament this morning comes from the book of Numbers, chapter 11, reading verses 11 to 12, 14 to 17, and 24 to 29. If you want to follow it in the Pew Bibles, page 147, alternatively, on the overhead behind me. Numbers, chapter 11, beginning at verse 11. Moses asked the Lord, "Why have you brought this trouble on your servant? What have I done to displease you that you put the burden of all these people on me? Did I conceive all these people? Did I give them birth? Why do you tell me to carry them in my arms as a nurse carries an infant to the land you promised on oath to their forefathers? I cannot carry all these people by myself. The burden is too heavy for me. If this is how you're going to treat me, put me to death right now if I have found favor in your eyes, and do not let me face my own ruin." The Lord said to Moses, "Bring me 70 of Israel's elders who are known to you as leaders and officials among the people. Have them come to the tent of meeting that they may stand there with you. I will come down and speak with you there, and I will take of the spirit that is on you and put the spirit on them. They will help you carry the burdens of the people so that you will not have to carry it alone." So Moses went out and told the people what the Lord had said. He brought together 70 of their elders and had them stand around the tent. Then the Lord came down in the cloud and spoke with him, and he took of the spirit that was on him and put the spirit on the 70 elders. When the Spirit rested on them, they prophesied, but they did not do so again. However, two men, whose names were Eldad and Medad, had remained in the camp. They were listed among the elders, but did not go to the tent. Yet the Spirit also rested on them, and they prophesied in the camp. A young man ran and told Moses, "Eldad and Medad are prophesying in the camp." Joshua, son of Nun, who had been Moses' aide since youth, spoke up and said, "Moses, my lord, stop them." But Moses replied, "Are you jealous for my sake? I wish that all the Lord's people were prophets and that the Lord would put his spirit on them." And the New Testament reading from first letter of Paul to the Corinthians, chapter 12, verses 1 to 13, page 1153 in the Bibles. 1 Corinthians 12, from the beginning. "Now, about spiritual gifts, brothers, I do not want you to be ignorant. You know that when you were pagans, somehow or other, you were influenced and led astray to mute idols. Therefore, I tell you that no one who is speaking by the Spirit of God says, 'Jesus be cursed,' and no one can say, 'Jesus is Lord,' except by the Holy Spirit. There are different kinds of gifts, but the same Spirit. There are different kinds of service, but the same Lord. There are different kinds of working, but the same God works in all men. Now, to each one, the manifestation of the Spirit is given for the common good. To one, there is given through the Spirit the message of wisdom. To another, the message of knowledge by means of the same Spirit. To another, faith by the same Spirit. To another, gifts of healing by that one Spirit. To another, miraculous powers. To another, prophecy. To another, distinguishing between spirits. To another, speaking in different kinds of tongues. And to still another, the interpretation of tongues. All these are the work of one and the same Spirit, and he gives them to each one just as he determines. The body is a unit, though it is made up of many parts, and though all its parts are many, they form one body. So it is with Christ, for we are all baptized by one Spirit into one body, whether Jews or Greeks, slave or free, and we were all given the one Spirit to drink." Amen. Thanks be to God for these readings from his holy word. Our next hymn this morning, hymn 600, "Spirit of God, Unseen as the Wind."
us pray. God, our Heavenly Father, we are grateful to you for this time of worship and reflection. And as we meditate from your word, we ask that the power of your Holy Spirit will fall afresh on us, giving us strength for our journey. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, we pray. Amen. Dr. Paul Brand was a pioneer in developing tendon transfer techniques for use in the hands of those with leprosy. At one time, he was speaking to a medical college in India on Matthew 5:16. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father who is in heaven. In front of the lectern was an oil lamp with its cotton wick burning from the shallow dish of oil. As he preached, the lamp ran out of oil. The wick burned dry, and the smoke made him cough. He immediately used the opportunity. "Some of us here are like this wick," he said. "We are trying to shine for the glory of God, but we stink." That's what happens when we use ourselves as fuel for our witness rather than the Holy Spirit. Wicks can last indefinitely, burning brightly and without irritating smoke, if the fuel, the Holy Spirit, is in constant supply. Dear friends of the gospel, today we gather to celebrate Pentecost, a significant day in the life of the church. Pentecost commemorates the outpouring of the Holy Spirit upon the apostles, marking the birth of the Christian church as a vibrant, spirit-filled community. Our scripture reading from 1 Corinthians provides crucial insights into the transformative power of the Holy Spirit. The passage guides us in understanding how the Holy Spirit brings unity and fosters growth in our diverse multinational congregation. Paul begins by addressing the Corinthians about spiritual gifts, urging them not to be ignorant. He highlights that it is by the Holy Spirit that anyone can truly declare Jesus is Lord. And this revelation is the first and most fundamental gift of the Holy Spirit, faith in Jesus Christ, our Lord. Regardless of our backgrounds, be it Central Europe, African, Scottish, English, or Irish, the Holy Spirit unites us in the confession of Jesus as Lord. This shared faith is the bedrock of our unity. Paul then continues by explaining that there are different kinds of gifts, services, and workings, but the same Spirit, Lord, and God are behind them all. This diversity within unity reflects the very nature of our congregation here in Newport. We come from various cultures and nations, each bringing unique gifts and perspectives. Just as there are many roles within the church, there are many ways the Holy Spirit works through us. Our challenge and joy lie in recognizing these diverse gifts and understanding that they all come from the same Holy Spirit. The purpose of these gifts is for the common good. Paul lists several spiritual gifts: wisdom, knowledge, faith, healing, miraculous powers, prophecy, distinguishing between spirits, speaking in different kinds of tongues. By the way, I've never heard anybody speak in tongues in this congregation. And interpretation of tongues. Each gift is a manifestation of the Spirit given to each person for the benefit of the entire community. In some ways, in our congregation, we can see these gifts at work in various forms through acts of service, leadership, teaching, and compassionate care. We are called to encourage and uplift each other, recognizing that each person's gift is vital to the health and growth of our church. Paul uses the analogy of the body to illustrate the unity and diversity of the church. Just as a body has many parts, each with a different function, so does the church. Each member is indispensable, contributing to the overall health and functionality of the body. When one part suffers, each part suffers with it. When one part is honored, every part rejoices with it. Through the Holy Spirit, we are all baptized into one body, transcending cultural and ethnic boundaries. This unity in diversity is a powerful testimony to the world. So, what lessons can we learn or draw from this for our congregation here in Newport-on-Tay? Let us embrace and celebrate diversity. Let us work together for the common good. And let us foster an environment of love and respect. In closing, I want to leave you with a powerful analogy that highlights the importance of attuning ourselves to the Holy Spirit. In the world of technology, there is a relatively new development called hypersonic sound, or HSS. The inventor, Elwood Woody Norris, has engineered sound waves to travel like a laser beam for about 150 yards. This allows sounds to be heard by a person in a particular place, but not by those immediately around them. You could be listening to music or specific instructions while those standing next to you would be left in total silence. If you move out of the tightly formed path of these unique sound waves of this place, these unique sound waves, you too will be unaware of any noise. This technology serves as a vivid metaphor for how the Holy Spirit communicates with us. Just as we must be positioned within the narrow beam of hypersonic sound to hear its message, we must be spiritually attuned to the Holy Spirit to receive His guidance and blessings. The Holy Spirit's voice is clear and transformative when we are in the right place, aligned with God's will, attentive and receptive. However, if we drift away, distracted by the noise of the world or our own pursuits, we risk missing the profound messages He has for us. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, dear Pentecost people, let us strive to remain in the pathway of the Holy Spirit, positioning ourselves through prayer, scripture, and a heart open to His leading. By doing so, we open ourselves to the rich blessings and divine guidance that He has in store for us. May we always be eager listeners, attuned to the voice of the Spirit and responsive to His call. Let us pray. Gracious God, we thank You for the gift of the Holy Spirit, our guide and our comforter. Help us to stay within the path of Your voice, ever attentive and receptive to Your will. May we cherish and utilize the diverse gifts You have bestowed upon us, fostering unity and growth within our churches. Empower us to be instruments of Your peace and love in a world that desperately needs You. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Glory be to God the Father. 110, our next hymn. wonderful singing, wonderful. Let us pray. God, our Heavenly Father, we are filled with gratitude and awe for your faithfulness, love, and grace that sustains us each day. And we thank you for the gift of the Holy Spirit who unites us as one body in Christ and empowers us to serve and love one another. We thank you, O God, for the gifts which you have given us. And what we bring back to you is just a portion of all the many blessings you've given us. Take this gift of money and use it for the furtherance of the gospel. Spirit of life, source of all comfort, we lift up the United Kingdom and the world, beseeching your divine intervention in the myriad problems we face. We pray for peace in regions torn apart by war and civil unrest, especially in parts of Africa, in Europe. We ask for your healing touch upon those afflicted by diseases and mental disorders, and for your provision for those struggling with ill health and economic crisis. Strengthen us, your church, to stand in the gap, advocating for justice, compassion, and hope in these troubled times. Eternal God, light of the world, we pray that we as your church may continue to be a beacon of hope and love. Help us to embrace and celebrate the diverse gifts among us, working together for the common good. Foster an environment of love and respect within our community where every member feels valued and supported. Grant peace and comfort to those who mourn. May your comforting presence be with them in their sorrow. We also pray for the peaceful repose of those who have passed on. As we remember our loved ones, we hold fast to the hope of the resurrection and the promise of eternal life with you. As we dedicate ourselves anew on this Pentecost Sunday, fill us with your Holy Spirit. Empower us to live out our faith with courage and conviction, shining your light in the world. May our lives reflect your grace and truth, drawing others to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. Amen. If you are able, please stand and together let us affirm our faith in the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died and buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body. Our final hymn is that one concerning discipleship, 251, I, the Lord of sea and sky. in peace and serve the Lord. The Lord bless you and watch over you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. May God, who knows the thoughts and the desires of every heart, guide and strengthen and fill you with all spiritual blessings and grace, that you may daily rejoice and be ready to give an account of your faith in the world.